listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Apostle Vernon Whitaker, along with my lovely wife, Pastor Prophet Betty Whitaker, First Church Fivefold Fellowship. And we are located at 1689 Bitmo Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And we can be reached at the church at 772-777-4431. And we do have a website. If you want to visit us on the website, it's church5.com. Our services start on Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. for our Bible study and Sunday school study, and 11:30 a.m. for our morning worship. And on Wednesday night, we have at 7:30, we do our Bible study. And you can also hear us on blogtalkradio.com/ Apostle Whitaker. And we've been on every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. If you need prayer this morning, you can reach us at the radio station by dialing 772-221-1100 for a local call and outside or long distance. You can dial 888-221-8990. And if you would like to send us a donation to keep us on the air, if this program has been a help to you, if this program has been a blessing to you, you can send your donation at 1689 Biltmore Street, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34984, and make it to my attention. You can send us an email. If you want a prayer request, you can send it at firstchurch12@gmail.com. And we also would like to thank Treasure Coaster Discovery Daycare at 2855 Southwest Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie. And you can reach them at 772-323-0010 for all your children care. And we also would like to thank Robert Joseph Red Med Pharmacy for being the underwriter of this program. And this is the True Word of God. And they are located at 10163 U.S. Highway 1 in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34952. And you can reach them at 772-332-740 for all your medical needs. And this is our motto that we will say. Everybody repeat after me. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I thank God for that, because I let nobody come in and steal my joy. No matter what goes on around me, no matter what nobody say, no matter what nobody look like, but yet nobody takes my joy. And you need to understand that when a person takes your joy, they have power over you. So I don't let nobody have power over me. Only power I have over me is the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's the only power. So we're going to continue with our program that we started last week, and it is How to Become a Christian According to the Bible. And there are some things that we need to understand how to be a Christian, not according to man, not according to what I say, but according to the Bible. And first of all, we need to be born again. And we really need to understand what born again really means. Just because you say you were baptized, that don't mean you was born again. You got to be saved, and you got to have a change of heart, and you got to change your attitude. You can't be walking around the same old way like you used to do. And you need to repent of your wrongdoings and what we call sin. And Jesus said in Luke 13:2-3, and Jesus answered and said unto them, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all Galilee, because they had suffered such thing? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, you shall all likewise perish. And we need to learn how to repent. We need to learn how, and repentance means change of heart, changing your ways, changing your attitude. And I know there's a lot of people that come to church the wrong way, come to church with stuff in their pocket, stuff in their purse, all in their pocket. You know, that's not a Christian. and you say you believe in God, which I truly believe, and if you say that the Lord going to protect you, then I don't need all that stuff to carry, amen? That's why I got rid of my 38. I didn't need it no more. Got rid of mine. Didn't need it no more. I got the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. I truly believe. Wherever I go, God always going to protect me. Come on now. You got folks that go to church with guns in their pocket and knives and all that kind of stuff. Hey, how you going to say you're going to love the Lord and you trust in God? Come on. Come on, church. Come on now. We got to have the right attitude when we go to church. You should go to church with a smile on your face and greet somebody in the morning and tell them, I love you. I love you. I love you because Jesus loved me and I love you. So we got to be able to learn how to show, exhibit the love that God has given us. And as we go on, we're going to continue. And the next thing we need to do, we need to learn how to receive the word of the Bible as being the inspiration of God, not as words of men. And here is what the Bible says about that in 2 Timothy 3 and 13. All scripture. It didn't say some. It said that all scripture is in the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for teaching now, because we got to have somebody to teach us. Come on, Pastor. You know, that's what the scripture does. It teaches us. And what does the scripture teach us? How to love one another. And I was talking to a young man the other day. I said, you know what the Bible is all about? It's all about love. That's all the Bible is. Teaching us how to love one another. I'm not looking at you because of the color of your skin. I'm not looking at you because of the color of your hair. I'm not looking at you because you fat or you good looking or you ugly or whatever, skinny, whatever the case may be. But I love you because you are a child of God. That's all the Bible is teaching us, how to love. So we need to get out. If the whole world would adopt this attitude, we won't have no prejudice. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. We won't have nobody murdering and killing and raping anybody. Why? Because we love each other. Oh, I ain't getting no help in this church today. Oh, I forgot. I ain't getting no help in this church today. Amen. I want somebody to talk to me. But we got to understand, the inspiration of God is to teach us. And that's what it is all about. Teach us how I should act when I'm with somebody who is like-minded. That's all it does. Teach me how to respect each other. That's all the Bible teaching me. How can I love my wife, come on now, and I say I love Jesus? I ain't never seen Jesus. Amen. Let's be real about Amen. It. I ain't never seen Jesus.
Basic instructions on life.
That's right. So if I can love a man I ain't never seen, it should be easy for me to love somebody I see every day. I got a problem with that. When people holler about they love Jesus, but yet they're still their attitudes. Now, I'm talking about Christian now. I ain't talking about the sinners. I'm talking about Christian.
Amen.
Attitude ain't right. Got bad attitude and hateful and mean. Come on, somebody. But yet still, you still confessing that you love Jesus Christ. That's not love. Oh, maybe I'm getting soft in my old age or whatever. Man, but my God, but this
you
thing
are
is
right.
Real.
You are right, Apostle. You are right. You're speaking the truth
That's
this
right.
morning.
That's right. We got to show love.
You can't
to
argue
another.
With the truth.
You can't. And that's why folks get mad, because you're telling the truth. And they want to hit you all side the head and shoot you side and all kind of stuff. But yet, and also that it's reproof. You know, we need to be corrected. Come on now. And to teach us, and when the word of God comes in and rebuke us, oh, man, we get hot.
Oh,
my God, we want to quit
because
the
church. Because we want to be right.
Oh, yeah.
The flesh wants to be right. The mm-hmm. flesh wants to be in control
yes.
over the things of mm-hmm. Christ.
Yes.
So if we don't allow the flesh to die,
mm-hmm.
the heart speaks.
Mm-hmm.
The heart wants to stay in control when you're not a believer of
That's
Christ.
Right.
But
right.
the Bible is saying what?
Mm.
We got to love. It's basic instructions for life.
Yes.
Mm. We're not in control of God. Mm. God is in control of us, yes. even though we think we are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm-mm-mm.
My God.
And this reproach, we need to understand. And here's what I want y'all out there to understand. Every time you go through a situation, somebody gets you upset. We got to stop looking at the situation, but look who's behind the situation. Every time, and this is what Satan does, and I noticed this, and me, my wife, and I had to learn this the hard way. Every time God get ready to elevate us in our ministry,
oh yes,
Satan always come at us some kind of way or another. This to get you mad, this to get you upset, so that you can miss what God has for you. So then one day, God, the Holy Spirit, just opened my eyes. A young person came to me one time and got me so upset. I was so mad. I was, man, dark as I am, I was turning white. My God, I mean, just how mad I was. Then the Holy Ghost said, why are you mad? Why? All he's trying to do is get you out of your blessing. My eyes just came open. So now I understand when things is not going right in my life. And I said, okay, Satan, I see you. Ooh, I knows who's behind
it. He's behind it. Yep.
That's all he want to do. Because he knows your future. He knows what God's going to do for you. So his job is to, what we always say, destroy.
Distract.
Kill. And steal.
Yes.
That's what he tries to do.
Yes.
So now I have learned, and I teach my church this every Sunday, ain't nobody going to take my joy. Nobody. Nobody. When I say nobody, I mean nobody going to take my joy. And the Bible is also for correction. Yes, we do need to be corrected. Because some of us just ain't right. We just ain't right. And by me being a pastor, I got to keep it real. And I talk to a lot of people that don't want to come to church. And the first thing they say, Christians are some hateful folks. Christians are some mean folks. That's what they tell them all the time.
So is that what the world views about us Christians?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We some hateful, mean, we are some evil folks in church.
So nobody is setting the example. There is somebody, but it's hard to find.
Come on now.
They're hard to find, Apostle.
Yes. So how many people we got come to church and the first thing they say, oh, I've been church hurt. Don't they say that?
That's the basic response.
That's the biggest
response. That's the number one response.
I have been church hurt.
And the pastors and the people in the church are not right.
Not right. That's what they say.
That's number two.
They be hurting folks. I'm talking about Christians now. I ain't talking about no sinners. I'm talking about these are people that are supposed to be the children of God. They're not exhibiting no love and no understanding. They're not humble. And we hear this all the time. All the time. So now when they come to us, now we got to try to correct the problem and let them know, hey, everybody ain't the same, because everybody want to put us all in the same barrel.
Exactly.
And the world look at us that way.
And another thing what they do is they have a wall up.
Yes, they do.
So it's hard to penetrate that wall, to tear that wall down,
yes,
because of all of the past hurts that they've gone through in the church.
Yes, they do. I mean, it's sad.
When are we going to stop and look and realize that coming from the pulpit, we have to pass this thing on down to the congregation? Yes. There's an order in the house of God.
Yes.
So we got to learn to bring back the order in the house of God,
man,
instead of putting ourselves ahead of the order of God.
Mm. Yes.
Because it's hurting, it's damaging people, it's ruining people's lives.
Yes.
Causing them not to want Christ at all, to reject Christ. At Why? All. Because of our behavior.
So what we got to understand, Christian folks, you got to be humble. And a lot of us are not humble. We say we humble while we around the pastor. We say we humble while we around our sisters and brothers. But humbleness is when you by yourself. When somebody say something or do something wrong to you, are you really showing your Christianity? Are you really showing your love? So and also the Bible is an instruction for a righteousness and how we can be right. How to be right. And right is being right before God. And this is what we need to understand, being righteous. And it gives us instruction. It tells us how to be right. And so now the example is why I become a Christian. Here's what the Bible says about sin, wrongdoing. Jesus said in Matthew 12:36, but I say to you that for every idle word man shall speak, they shall give account therefore in the day of judgment. So now, everything that you speak, you will be held accountable to it. So now, just because you're not around the pastor and you're not around your sisters and brothers and you say something, God is still recording what you said. And you will be held accountable for what you do, for what you say. So now we got to understand that we got to be careful on what we say. Even me as a pastor, when I go out, I can't say anything that I want to say because I don't know who's going to walk in my church. So if I say the wrong thing and somebody walk into the church, you think they're going to stay in the church? Come on, Christians. They ain't going to do that. So we have to be able to bridle our tongue. Oh, come on now. That's where the problem is. A lot of folks don't want to bridle their tongue.
That's right. Know what to say, when to say it, and how to say it.
How to say it. I mean, you can say what you want to say, but it's the way that you say it.
It's the way you say it.
You ain't got to, you know, get all upset. And a lot of people understand where their feelings are on their sleeves. So we got to learn how to take our feelings off our sleeve. Because in this, when I used to work at Pratt & Whitney, and let me tell you what they used to do. If they ever find out that you could easily get mad, they will keep you upset. And that's what the enemy does. Once he find out that your feelings on your sleeve, he going to keep you upset. He going to keep bringing forth to keep you mad all the time. And then sit back and laugh at you and run to God, and he going to accuse you of what God. Look at him. I told you. Look at him. He called us. Look at him. So now, if we got to understand, we got to be careful on how we say, because God, on the day of judgment, come on now, and I hear a lot of Christians say, Don't let me lay my religion down. If you can lay it down that easy, that means you ain't got no religion.
That's right.
Come on now. Because you can't lay the Holy Ghost down that easy. He ain't going to let you lay it down. Amen? Because he gonna rebuke you right then. He going to chastise you right then. And Christ teaches that our thought matter, it's not just written laws and physical acts. The Ten Commandments says that you should not murder and you should not commit adultery. But in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, Jesus went way beyond that action and shows that our attitude matter as well. For example, he said, if you hate anyone, that you are guilty of murder. That's what Jesus said. If you hate anyone, you are guilty of murder. And if you thought is lustful, then you are guilty of adultery. And then what Jesus said, come on, church. He said, if you look at a woman and you lust at it, you already don't commit adultery. So this is what we got to understand. Our thoughts, our attitude, it's all about attitude. And the reason why a lot of people don't want to become Christian, because of their attitudes, because of their way of thinking. And that's what repentance is all about. Changing your attitude, changing your mindset. If you say you're tired and sick and tired of in that same situation, but how you going to change it? Only way you're going to change it, that you got to change your attitude. Your attitude has to be changed. And all of which is help shows that we really need the grace of God. And I thank God for his grace. I really do. I really thank God for his grace. I really thank God for his mercy. Because without his mercy and grace, I wouldn't be where I'm right now. I wouldn't be sitting here right now. I wouldn't. None of us would be sitting here right now. But thank God for his grace and mercy. Thank God that he was the one that really helped us. Thank God. Thank God. I mean, because some of the situations that I got in, Pastor, and I didn't know how in the world I got out of it. I just didn't know. But somehow or another, God's grace and mercy came in and allowed me to get out of it. And that's why I praise God the way that I do.
Amen.
That's why I praise him. Being in car wrecks, being shot at, and all kind of stuff. But yet, I still walked away. Not because of my own ability, because of the grace of God. Now, to be a Christian, that involves one thing. And this is the whole thing. It's involved the hard condition, accepting God's plan that we live by his attitude. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. In Ephesians chapter 2, 8 and 9 says, for by grace you are saved through faith. And that's not of yourselves, for it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man shall boast. By the grace of God, you are saved through faith. And through the faith of Jesus Christ is why we saved.
So is this telling me that I can't do this by myself?
You can't do it by yourself.
Well, why do we think that we could change ourselves, or, you know, we can't depend on Christ to do it for us? We can do everything on our own, But that's not what this scripture is saying.
That cause of flesh. That cause of your attitude.
He said, not of works. Least of works. Any man should boast. So we can't boast about anything.
There ain't no works you can do. What can you do?
With nothing.
Nothing. It's a gift. God gave you a gift. It's a free gift. So what can you do? I don't care how much money you got. You can't buy grace. You can't. I don't care what kind of education that you have. You can't. Your education can't get you this. God is giving us this, a free gift, and it's through the faith of Jesus Christ why we have grace and mercy. So why should I boast about something that I have not done? I can't boast.
Amen.
I can't work. So these are the things that we need to understand as being a Christian. And the fifth thing is that we need to believe what the Bible tells you who God is. And John, 1 John 4:8 says, he that loveth not knows not God, for God is love. That's the whole key right there.
Amen.
If you don't love, you don't know God.
God is love.
Loving
is patient.
And that's why Jesus told us to love our enemies. Love those that hate you and despise you, and love those that talk about you, and love those that try to murder you, love those that try to hurt you. Love them. That's the hardest thing for us to do, is to love. It's to love. I mean, look at it. We can say them words all day long, but love is a what kind of word? It's an action word. You got to put something in action. I can say I love you all. I can tell my wife all day long that I love her. But if I don't ever show her no affection, don't never bring her no cards, don't never send her no flowers, never take out the dinner, don't never embrace her, then I ain't loving her. Because now, I'm going to tell the ladies a secret about us men folk. We love to use that word love because we know that's what y'all want to hear. Come on, somebody. Yeah, we do. We use it because we know that's what y'all like to hear. But then some of y'all get hooked on it. And the man don't love you because he's not really showing it, but yet because he told you, then that, it just stucks in your mind.
Well, what about the action of showing love?
Come on now.
And you know, you're telling a person that you love them, but then, and your actions is really showing it. But then your actions is showing also to another woman that I love you and I need you and telling you all the good things that you want to hear. And then he leave that one and go to another one. And he says, I love you, baby. You know, yeah. So we can't love too many women. We got to have that one special woman that's in our life that's going to help us and support us. If you believe in Christ and it all goes back to who? Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
If you have Jesus Christ in your heart, how can you say that you love this woman genuinely? And you're going around and you're loving everybody else genuinely. You're spreading your love all around. Isn't that committing the adultery that you were talking about?
Yeah, but that's different between love and lust.
Okay, see, that's lust.
That's lust. They ain't loving. It's different between lust is one thing, but when you love one person, you don't hurt who you love. You don't beat on who you love. You don't deceive who you love. Come on now, we got to understand what love is.
Amen, amen.
I love my wife, and I'm going to say it over this airways, ain't there another woman in this world can touch my wife. I'm dead serious. Y'all heard it. Ain't no woman in this world got what my wife got.
Kudos.
Come on now. I don't care what kind of shape you on, how much money you got. I don't care what you look like. You cannot touch my wife. And let me tell you why. Because you don't have the anointing that my wife got. Come on, somebody. Come on now. This is what I'm trying to tell you.
The anointing destroys the yoke.
It destroys. So I love my wife.
The anointing loves the anointing.
And sometimes I had to get women straight in church and let them know, this is my wife. Come on now. I'm keeping it real today. This is my wife. I tell you.
That's right. That's true.
This is my wife. So you can close your legs and pull your dress down, because I know how some of y'all be trying to tempt us men. It don't work with me.
On the front row.
On the front row. So I'm going to pray for you. Lord, change their mind. Come on now. Because some of y'all do try to get us preaching, man.
Put on a little extra perfume.
Yeah, it ain't working with me. Because when I need some money, I can't come to you and get my money. I had to go to my wife. Come
embracing
on
the pastor.
Oh, yeah. Come
rubbing
on
your chest all on the pastor. Okay. Women, y'all need to just stop.
Stop it. Y'all need to stop it. You know, it ain't working. So the next thing we need to understand before is God is justice. And as well as he's merciful. when God rolled up heaven and earth, we know it's like a scroll. So in Revelation 20 and 13 says, and the sea gave up the dead, and we was in it. And the dead and hell delivered up the dead that was in it. And they was joined, and they were judged, every man according to it. So now we're going to be judged. So we need to understand. This is what the Bible is saying is us by us being a Christian. So we want to thank all of our underwriters, Red Med, Robert Joseph, and Treasure Coast Discovery for being a part of this program. And you can always give us a call at 772-777-4431, or you can call me on my cell at 561-718-2361. And like I say, we are getting ready. We will come back again next Saturday. So if you don't do anything Sunday, 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And this is where the church is located at. And don't forget our motto. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it.
And remember, believe what the Bible tells you about who God is.
Thank you for listening to the true word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the true word of God.
What good are angels that you can't see? On the next edition of Renewing Your Mind, Dr. R.C. Sproul will teach us about the ministerial role of angels during the days of Elisha and later in the life and ministry of Jesus. Join us on this station for the next Renewing Your Mind with Dr. R.C. Sproul.
Heard at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Monday through Friday on WCNO.
A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Dave and Esther Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
This is the best place.
This is the best place. This is the right place. And we have confidence now to enter. Let us draw near now, with hearts sincere now, in full assurance to worship Jesus. We're worshiping the living God. 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 Let us come sing for one another the way to love more as the day approaches. Let us draw near now with hearts sincere now. Let's meet together to worship Jesus. We're worshiping.